From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. This afternoon, the Florida State Democratic Party defied the national party leadership by refusing to reconsider its January 29th presidential primary date. The announcement promises to bring greater media attention to the state, but the Florida Democrats also risk a campaign boycott by prominent candidates, and they could lose accreditation for their state party delegates at next summer's Democratic National Convention. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, what's happening here?
Well, every state wants to be first. You know, everybody wants to get in on the action before the nominees are already known. And, of course, Iowa and New Hampshire have gotten famous for this over the years. South Carolina's come along, a couple of others. There's a lot of envy and frustration on the part of the big populous states. And Florida, of course, is the fourth largest in the country. And they want some of that prominence in the national presidential primary politics that's traditionally gone to these other little states.
Now, this question has been batted around the last couple of weeks, and the Democratic National Party says that Florida's delegates to next summer's convention won't be accredited, and presidential candidates have said they won't campaign in the state. It seems hard to take that seriously.
Indeed, and I don't think we should take it too literally. Now, Florida is not alone, by the way. The Michigan Democrats are also making moves in this direction, and the Florida Democrats are largely being driven by the Florida Republicans here because they want to do the same thing, and their party is just as unhappy with them as the Democrats are with Florida. So there's a big primary ballot in Florida next January 29th, and it's going to include some other issues on it. It's going to have a big constitutional amendment on property taxes, for example. So there's a lot of pressure on the Democrats in Florida to get their people out to vote on that particular day. So given all of that, how much difference is it really going to make if a few candidates don't come into the state and really actively campaign the amount they would have if Florida were not going to vote until February 5th? How much difference is it really going to make? The major Democratic candidates say they won't come, but they'll come in for fundraising, and they can certainly have some of their ads seen there. And they probably weren't going to see that much of these Democratic candidates anyway, because they'll be in Iowa and New Hampshire and the other traditional early event states.
Do you think come next year it'll be a case of forgive and forget in 2008?
I do, because I cannot imagine that the Democrats want to go to Denver and say, all right, those 210 seats that the Florida Democrats are supposed to occupy here at our convention are going to go empty. They're not going to do that. The candidate who has the votes, who is going to be the nominee, is going to suggest perhaps we forgive and forget, at least for now, because after all, there are 27 electoral votes in Florida, and that nominee is not going to want to be shut out of Florida in the general election next fall, as, of course, resentment over any refusal to seat Florida delegates would accomplish.
That'd be quite a spectacle.
Indeed it would.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much for being with us, Ron.
My pleasure, Jackie.